This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
As you can see, I have my geek glasses on, and I am joined by my great friend, Leo Laporte, who is truly the king of the geeks, such that I actually don't have to wear my...
Should I wear it? Maybe I should.
Yeah, you can do that for a little bit. You mentioned that we are at the TWiT Studios. That stands for This Week in Tech in, bizarrely, Petaluma, California, which is at the very northern tip of Silicon Valley. And we are really have an amazing hour of technology. We are going to talk to an extreme athlete and figure out how new technology is turning risk-loving jocks into marketing-savvy film producers. We have a wearable fashion show. What about these devices that we're all wearing is going to change our health and maybe more importantly, our happiness? And a walk down memory lane. We're going to look at how GMA has covered technology over the last 40 years. Yeah, we've been at the fore on many, many stories, but there are also quite a few that were downright bizarre, truly bonkers. We had my good friend Robin Roberts in this chair called the Hawaii chair, and it would swing you around. It was the craziest thing. And she said it was one of her favorite moments of her comeback year from when she was brand new back on the air.
That's great.
After she'd been through chemo. And so just one of the bizarre things that we've covered in our time. We're going to talk to one of the big thinkers in technology about what's new, what's next, especially in new media, something that's near and dear to both of us, and gaming. OMG Chad. He's a big-time gamer. He used to work here.
Yeah, he's the king of Minecraft.
Yeah.
And he's got bright red hair, so you know he's hip.
Right. I mean, is he the oldest Minecraft player?
He might be.
He's 20.
It's possible.
Well, you have been around and in the tech media world forever. You used to go and talk to Regis and Kelly all the time. You were their gadget guy.
Did that for about 14 years. That was a lot of fun. Actually, when we get joined by Jake DiBartolo, he used to do it when it was Regis and Kathy Lee.
Oh my gosh.
I did it with Regis and Kelly, and now the torch has been passed on. But what we do here is stream 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, technology, geeky technology stuff. Internet
only. This Week in Tech.
Yeah.
TWiT.tv.
That's it. And it's the toy store. I mean, look at this. All we've got here is gadgets and toys and gizmos.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's the best job in the world because I get to play with this stuff all the time.
You have made an industry right here in Petaluma talking about tech. I mean, it's like the way that ESPN talks sports all the time. There's a whole cadre of geeks out there who want to talk tech and listen to tech and participate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really amazing how many dimensions of the tech world you touch.
That was the inspiration. And just like ESPN's in Bristol, Connecticut, we're in the middle of nowhere. In fact, that's Petaluma, California. We thought it'd be great to have a light, you know, but the downtown, nothing's happening.
That's all right. It's the middle
nothing
of the night.
Is happening.
Oh, did
out
I?
There.
Speaking of which, did I mention that we were going to have a band here? A guy named Moldover. He was amazing.
A one man band.
One man band, king of controllerism. I don't even know what that was. His car broke down and he's not going to make it. Is there anything that says live stream more than the guy who was going to be our guest? His car broke down.
I have a vision of him with his one man band stuff in the tow truck going,
tow truck.
I got to get there. I got to get there.
He is. But we are lucky enough to be joined by Travis Rice. He is a snowboarding superstar. He is changing the game when it comes to combining technology, filmmaking, action, sports. Just released a trailer for his latest project, The Fourth Phase. And Travis, joining us live via Skype from Park City, Utah, home of some of the fastest snow in the West. Welcome, Travis.
Hashtag. What a lead-in.
Dude, peace out. You've done everything here. I watched Art of Flight with my son the other morning, and he just kept saying, does that guy's mom know what he's doing? Did your mom know?
She knows.
Okay. If for people who haven't seen the movie, and you were writing a tweet and had to summarize it, what, maybe a little longer than a tweet, what was Art of Flight about?
To shorten it,
yeah.
About mind-blowing cinematography meets thrilling snowboard action in stunning mountain wilderness.
Ooh.
Hashtag Rebel Media House. Hashtag Brain Farm.
Oh,
hashtag
yes.
Fireburn. Hashtag balls deep. Hashtag helicopter jump.
Yeah.
Hashtag Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon like hashtags. Hashtag GMA 40. GMA 40. That's a good hashtag.
Wow. That's, I think we're one of our goals with this live stream was to set some records. And I'm pretty sure you beat Jimmy Fallon with number of hashtag symbols in one sentence / pseudo tweet.
Can you throw in some emojis and really make it happen?
You were going to make a new movie, Fourth Phase. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's been a long time in the works. Basically, 4 years almost into this film, and we all have about a year to go still. And I guess, you know, try to summarize technically what we're doing, because that's what this is all about, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we're trying to shoot the whole film in 4K.
Wow.
And we're basically taking these sometimes experimental camera systems, you know, most advanced technology in filmmaking, out into incredibly remote locations, and trying to pair that footage with a narrative. One of the new things is we vowed going into this to not ride anything we've ever ridden before, which has proven to be quite challenging in lieu of the extra time we needed to create this thing.
Right, so you don't have time to scout it. I'm interested in your choice of 4K. Was that kind of dicey given that adoption rates haven't been as high as fast, or given the level of cinematography that you're trying to accomplish, is 4K a no-brainer?
I mean, look, 4K is a no-brainer. It wasn't when we started 3 years ago. It was, for the most part, taking these systems that were like worked really well in a controlled environment, but then you take them out into the mountains and, you know, negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit and there's blowing snow and things start not working as well as they're supposed to. But, you know, fast forward till, you know, the film's coming out about a year from now and you've already got 4K theaters, 4K TVs are coming out. So, you know, we were kind of playing the long ball, and I think by the time this film comes out, you know, with Dolby Atmos sound, and I mean, it's everything's going 4K.
You are an athlete, but you're also a brand. That's your livelihood. I'm not asking to see your tax returns, but give us a little thumbnail on how extreme athletes make a living nowadays. What's the business model?
I mean, there's many different ways you can go about it. There's the contest road, which simple. You win a contest, you win some money. But in action sports, there's a lot more of an intimate relationship with the sponsors that we work for. So a lot of it's, you know, in the world of product design. You know, we're ambassadors for the brands. Oftentimes you have brands work with athletes that kind of carry the same ideals. And the funnest thing I get to do is definitely in the product design sector, because we work, you know, years and years out on experimental products and test them, put them through the ringer, make sure that they're ready for when they hit the consumer. And then, you know, there's shameless product placement always helps. So, you know, it gets creative. For the most part, we're supported by our sponsors. And, you know, oftentimes there's salary, there's assistance with travel. And then for the lucky few of us that actually are able to put names on products we back, there's royalties if the consumer likes to buy them.
Mission accomplished on sponsor placement. Well done. any plans for shooting 360 virtual reality footage?
Yeah, you know, 360, it's been around. I work with GoPro. They definitely are leaders in the field of, you know, some of the camera systems, 360 camera systems that they've been able to build. I mean, for them, it's, you know, virtual reality gear that makes for an incredibly immersive experience. Part of that is being able to view it in 360. So if you've seen it, it's actually pretty funny. You know, someone puts on the goggles, gets the audio, and, you know, looking around. It's actually one of the best things you can do to punk a friend is shoot a video of them in a 360 immersion experience. It's really good.
They look super cool. They keep trying to get me to do those kind of segments, and I'm thinking, yeah, no, to your point, I don't want to do that on TV. What are you, nuts? Yeah, it has been cool to see how that 360 footage has been really adopted so quickly on Facebook. Both, it works best on mobile because as you move, the accelerometer for the phone moves the footage. So you know, it is really cool to see that adoption.
Yeah. And Red Bull Media House is definitely they're leaders as far as backing that content. They're actually the producers of this film as well.
Oh, very cool. Well, snowboarding superstar Travis Rice, thank you for joining us late night Park City. Good luck with the film and, of course, doing what you do best, snowboarding. Season beginning soon. Has it begun yet?
The snow is in the hills, actually. Some of the first resorts are opening tomorrow. Nice. I'm going back home. Jackson Hole is going to open next week. There's snow in the mountains. It's going to be a Chris Farley winter.
Say hi to the Tetons for me.
Chris Farley winter.
A Chris Farley winter.
A Chris
El
Farley
Nino
winter.
Is coming.
All right, we'll take all the El Nino we can get. So
thanks for the warning. I'm ready for the Chris Farley
Leo's
winter.
Got his UPI, cold weather, put your flaps down. That's what all the snowboarders are.
I was going to get my 3D visor and do it with this, but I think I really couldn't look more dorky.
Well, especially if you had the one with the cardboard on the side, it would really work. Yeah, you go with that, Leo. You go with that.
It's a good look?
Yeah, very strong. Deals, deals, deals. That's what people are going to be looking for this holiday season as they look for wearable technology gifts, gear on your body that gathers data. It coaches us, hopefully, to better lives. In 2015, wearables, $12 billion. It's going to double over the next 10 years. So we have enlisted the help of our intrepid geeks here at the TWIT Studios.
We got a bunch of them.
This Week in Tech. My co-host, Leo Laporte, you're going to start us out. What do you think is just really the top of the wearables market right now?
Wearables have been around for a while. It all started when Pebble did their $10 million Kickstarter. But it wasn't until Apple released what you're wearing right now, the Apple Watch, less than a year ago, that things really started to get in gear. Apple has sold millions of these. They're not saying exactly, but it may be as many as 10 million or 11 million of these.
I think this is the go-to gift this holiday season. I think we're going to see a lot of these sold. What else is out there for non-Apple users?
They're getting competition. Of course, if you're not an iPhone user, the Apple Watch is useless. If you're an Android user, you might want to look at these Android Wear watches. This is the Moto 360. Actually, we're going to have a fashion show, so some of the other Moto 360s. Because one of the things that's cool about this new Moto 360 is they have a variety of not only bands, Apple's got that, but even faces. This has a knurled silver bezel, but you can get it with a smooth bezel. You can get it in gold. You can get it in different sizes, including sizes for women. Actually, they don't say for women, smaller sizes for smaller wristed people.
We're going to have your beautiful wife walk in here.
Lisa Laporte
is demonstrating. Yeah. Nice bezel.
Yeah, that's one thing that's kind of a negative on these watches. They're gigantic. One of the reasons they have to be is because this is the interface, right? This is a computer screen, in effect. And not only are you getting fitness information, right now I have a weather screen on mine, by the way. It turns off every time I let it.
That is one of the annoying things about it.
Yeah, they're not great watches, ironically. But, it also has notifications from your phone. So one of the reasons people like these and one of the reasons people consider these is instead of having to get your phone out of your pocket all the time, if you're in a situation at work maybe, I hear from nurses at nursing stations who say, these are great. I can't pull out my phone and look at it, but I can surreptitiously look at my watch and see what's going on with the kids. This is an attractive watch. This is from Samsung. This is their Gear S2, and this is kind of their response to the big fat watch. See how slim that is?
Oh, that's nice.
$300. That's a little less than the Apple Watch, which starts at $349. And it has, a unique interface. It's not Android Wear. That's the Google solution. It's not Apple Watch OS, which is the Apple solution. It's Samsung's own. So you can play music. You can check your heart. Shall I check my heart rate?
Yeah,
it's 88 beats per minute. I'm dying.
You can
see how many steps you've taken during the day, how much exercise you've gotten, and you can add other notifications from other applications that are on your phone. There's the weather forecast. You know what? It's nighttime.
It is. Shocker.
Shocker.
You have to look at your watch
figure
that one out.
I wasn't sure. So I like this interface, and I like the fact that it's a much smaller watch. Battery life on a lot of these.
I didn't know that that was
No.
If it was off, I'd just looking at the band and the thing. I said, oh, that's a men's watch. That's
exactly.
Acceptable. Our producer, Jerry Ragley, is walking the catwalk right now with an assortment.
He is too sexy for his watch.
Actually,
look at this one.
That is a cool watch. This is the I'm going to try here. Let's go with this. Tag Heuer.
It's just a well-known Swiss watch brand, but they're making their first smartwatch based on the Android Wear technology. But it's really light. It is just as big, let's say, as the Moto 360, but it's very fancy materials, titanium, light. And Tag Heuer has an interesting angle. It's very expensive, $1,500. But after 2 years, when this watch is obsolete, you could trade it in for a regular Tag Heuer watch for a mere $1,500. That's a deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, sometimes people prefer fitness devices. And frankly, I think in some ways this is, it's kind of like a fancy pedometer. So this is the Fitbit that has a variety of these. Which one is this?
The Surge,
and then above that is Microsoft's entry in here. This is
now,
the Microsoft band.
Now, that's interesting. That is a very different look with the sort of, 20 by 4 aspect ratio.
Sometimes people prefer to wear it military style, so, you look under the wrist to see the time. This is a pretty cool watch. If you're a golfer, for instance, it can show you the lay of the land, what the hole's going to look like and all
of
that.
Got it. Yeah. One of the interesting things about wearables is the whole goal of this is to change your behavior, especially around exercise. One of the stories that we covered, I did this here on Twit and also
Don't show me this
ABC.
Watch again. This hurt.
This is the Pavlok watch. I'll show it to you here. Now, the Pavlok is very interesting because it is asking you to create a metric. And what it says is, if you have 10,000 steps by 4 o'clock, say, you're successful. But if you're not successful, I'm going to show you what happens. It gives you...
Are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it. It shocks you. It gives you 220 volts. So just look at me right here. I'm going to show you. I'm doing this full on.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah, she's going to shock herself.
It's no joke.
She's brave.
Oh!
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. I can't help it, though. It's kind of funny. She shocked herself.
I am not kidding you. When I wear this, I feel the weight of it. Like, you better get your butt in gear and step, because I don't want that shock.
It is
motivating.
It is ugly, I have to say.
But it's an indicator of the future, right?
Maybe.
I know. We are going to talk to a man who knows the insane gadgets of the world. And I'm just going to give him a call real quick.
What the heck?
This is my headphone. It's I don't even know what this thing's called, but someone sent this to me.
It holds it on your ear.
It's got a suction cup.
Who needs a headset when you could just...
Bluetooth? Bah. Dick DiBartolo, the giz whiz. He is the master of the weirdest gadgets ever. Dick, come on.
I bet he's seen something
We've
like
well, you
seen
know what? You
all.
Are wearing one of my favorite gadgets. It is called Cellmate.
Cellmate.
And the object is your Bluetooth headset can go bad.
Yeah.
Right. Interference.
Yeah.
Why not just make a call and then stick your phone on your head?
You don't have to recharge this.
You know what's great? You look so cool wearing it.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah. You really do. And the good thing about that is you have to call the person, get them on the phone, and then say, hang on a second, I have to stick my phone on my head. And usually by that time they hang up and you don't have to even talk to them.
It's just insane. It also makes me feel like hello, may I help you?
I do that all the time because I wear headphones when I'm doing the radio show and I just put stick the phone under there. It's very convenient.
Dick, what are some of the craziest gadgets you've seen?
Becky, while I was going to the warehouse, I found a piece of tech history. This is the world's first consumer-available digital camera.
Wow.
It's smaller than I would have thought.
It had 2 megabytes of memory. If you took a picture, the screen then said, wait. It took 5 seconds to save an image.
Wow.
But the amazing thing is, long before selfie sticks, take a look at this. You take the lens, you turn the lens all the way around, and it is a selfie camera.
See, Casio knew. They knew selfies were coming.
They knew.
Yep.
And 20 years ago, take a guess at the price.
$800.
Pretty good guess. $650.
Wow.
Yeah.
Prices come down.
Okay, but even more beautiful than Cellmate, which you demonstrated, Jason's going to put up some photos here of TV Hat.
Oh, I remember this.
TV
I
Hat.
Remember it? I have one.
You have TV
Hat? Oh, my gosh. You know what? I bought 10 of them to send the people because they're so outrageous. So TV Hat.
Apparently, you can still get it on Amazon.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, it's a baseball cap. It has a 9-inch brim. And now you see, so you could be wearing your cellmate under this.
You don't look at all weird.
And you know, the privacy screen was to block out the light. And I said to the man, I think the privacy screen is more to hide your face.
Yes.
But that is TV hat.
You know, the makers of that, Dick, were purchased by Facebook for $1 billion. It's a precursor to the Oculus
Any
Rift.
Day now, you're going to see that in the market.
Oh, my gosh. Well, here's something that we saw that has not seen the light of day yet. Do you know about Wake and Bacon?
No.
Sounds
Wake
tasty.
Wake and Bacon.
Is that legal in 13 states? Wake and Bacon?
Well, we'll show you what Wake and Bacon looks like. Wake and Bacon, actually, you put a piece of bacon in the clock before you go to sleep.
I think it's kind of rude that it's pig-shaped. I'm just going to say that's a little rude to pigs.
You slide it in, and 10 minutes before you wake up, it starts to bake the bacon.
Oh, but see, you'd wake up.
So that you can wake up in your room.
Something's burning. Wow. Get out!
Wow. That's the whole thing, Dick, when it comes to being a reviewer of products. You never know if it's insanity or genius, do you?
Yes. Well, you know what? Did you get one of these, Becky? Did you ever get the guy's keyboard?
No.
I showed this to Peter Jennings years ago.
He loved it.
See? He said, this is the greatest thing ever.
You never know what's going to be a hit to some people.
Is my close-up camera on? I guess not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay. All right. So the inventor of this thought, guys can't learn the QWERTY keyboard.
Yeah.
I'll make up a totally different keyboard. So this is more like the Z keyboard.
It's not even alphabetic. That is awesome.
It's not alphabetic. If you type the word the a lot, you're in luck. If you type the,
T-A-G is right there.
And sing, yeah. You got it made. Yeah. If that's, I mean, what? Where was this man's brain?
Oh, my gosh. Dick DiBartolo,
I'm just going to show you my final guy. Can you see which way I'm turning?
Yeah.
What's in your ear? Whoa!
Your whole head is on fire.
Pedestrian signal lights.
Oh. Because you know how horrible that is when you're walking behind somebody and they turn without telling you ahead of time.
Yeah, well, you know, now everybody's on those little hovercraft things riding down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Now you come to the corner and you can...
Don't you hate it, though, when the guy leaves his left turn ear on all day? I hate that.
That is so
annoying.
Hey,
buddy, your ear's on.
Oh, man. Dick DiBartolo, the Gizwiz. You are always good for a laugh. And look how you bring brightness to your ears and to our screen.
And I got to give him a plug. He's Mad Magazine's maddest writer. He's been writing for Mad Magazine. Hasn't missed an issue in more than 50 years.
Oh, my God.
He is a legend.
Legend. And legend on the ABC overnight. So thank you,
yes,
Dick DiBartolo,
world news now. Thank you, guys.
Take care, ABC
thank
News.
You. Thank you.
Bye. So maybe those won't be the gifts that
maybe
we're
not
purchasing this holiday season.
You want to see what I'm getting my mom?
Yeah.
Because she's an artist, and she loves to draw. Okay. I actually gave her a Samsung Galaxy Note 4 last year, and she takes the stylus out and she draws. But this is the big baby. This is the brand new iPad Pro.
It's
12.9 inches. Actually, I've got it in the Logitech Create keyboard case so that you get a keyboard in case you want to turn it into a laptop. This thing is bigger than a laptop, but... What's going to be very cool about it, Apple's a little bit delayed in getting the pencil out that they made. But it will be out maybe December 7th, something like that. They say they're starting to get into stores now.
Yeah,
but
no, you'll be able one to, of our guys at ABC
did he get
he
one?
Just got one. So.
Yeah, like a few coming into the store every day. So check the store ahead at the Apple store ahead of time and see if you can get one. But the drawing on this is amazing.
Wow.
And when you have something this big, let me take it out of the case. Oh. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's probably not something you're going to, you know, carry around with you all the time. But I think for artists, sitting here with this and drawing is going to be incredible. They have a variety of apps People have started to develop apps specifically for drawing. This is Procreate, and it really is, I think, an artist's tool. So I can't wait to get that for my mom for Christmas. That's the iPad Pro. Negative, starts pretty expensive, $750. The one you want is going to be $950
wow.
plus $100 for the pen, $150 for the keyboard.
But given the people it's as expensive live on their of a tablets. Laptop. Talk to me about this Ricoh camera.
Oh,
I love this thing.
So we were talking, you were talking with Travis about 360-degree video. That's right. The kind of the next big thing. For $350, you can get a 360-degree camera. This is the Ricoh Theta S. It's the third one they've made. Let me turn it on. And you see, I could take a picture just by pressing this. One picture that is 360 degrees all the way around
wow.
us. You have to use special software to turn it into a 360-degree image. But now you can post it on Facebook and on YouTube and on Ricoh's Theta 360
wow.
site. So you can actually see 360-degree images. And it's very easy to take them. It also does videos.
Wow.
So Travis may be taking this on the slope.
So that's
soon.
Loading into your computer. And
I'll get the picture in here so we can show
okay.
you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, one of the gifts that I absolutely love is the Coravin. You use this, right?
I love this at home. How many times do you have a bottle of wine, you and your, you know, your hubby want to have a drink, but you don't want to drink the whole bottle?
Okay, I've got
the
it
The Coravin
on there.
Lets you, and a lot of fine restaurants are using this right now. See, this has a fine needle on it. You push the needle down into the cork, and you can, do you have a glass?
Oh, I don't have a glass.
Well, we'll just have to do it into my mouth here. It's got a little nitrogen capsule. So it's going to put gas into the bottle. It will then pump the wine out.
Okay.
But then when you're done, you pull the Coravin right off. The wine is still sealed in the bottle.
Ah.
And because there's no oxygen in the bottle, just an inert gas, it will not go bad.
So a bottle would normally only last 3 or 4 days, maybe 5. Oh, you got a glass? Thank you.
Oh.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
But this way you can literally go into your... In fact, this is how it started. Vintners would go into their wine cellar, tap the bottle so they could see how the wine was developing without actually opening the bottle.
Oh, that's
Coravin
cool.
is not cheap. It's several hundred dollars. But if you drink a lot of wine and you don't want to drink the whole bottle, it's a great
Here,
solution.
Pour a glass for
Shall I?
For some person who might finish a,
I wonder who
her
would,
stint on the 40-hour
I would like
marathon
a little
GMA.
Bit of...
I
this
don't
is
know.
Not a good idea. You've got a long way to go.
I would never consume that on the air.
All right.
But after pour it, it's all right. I, want to
I don't think it's. I think it's not.
Okay.
They didn't. Wait,
oh,
did anything
go.
Come out? Whoa!
Whoa!
Oh, hey, oh.
Hello.
All right, here we go.
All right,
we're
well,
spritzing wine all over the place.
While you're Coravanning, ah, yes, success. I am,
look at that, and it doesn't. It doesn't harm the wine.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
While you're pouring that, and I'm thinking about maybe. Yeah, never mind. I am going to introduce a man who is a true big thinker in technology, John Battelle. He was a co-founder of Wired, founder of Federated Media. He is a venture capitalist, now running, I guess you would call it, a meeting of the minds company called NewCo. John, you are joining us from Boulder, Colorado. Am I correct?
That is right. That's where I am this very moment.
Tell us what you do with NewCo and why you think this is the way of the future in finding sort of that nexus of ideas around technology.
Well, I think everybody may be familiar with a traditional business event. And in Silicon Valley, and I know, Leo, you're very familiar with this, we love to get about 1,000 people together in a ballroom and then have 60 or 70 entrepreneurs up on stage talking about their business or their company. I did this myself for 2 decades, kind of as a side project, but I got tired of the idea of hearing from these amazing people in that sterile environment of a hotel ballroom. So what NewCo does is it takes the attendees, instead of putting them into a ballroom, we ask them to go around the city and get into the actual companies where the founders are making the magic happen.
Why do you think this is going to bring technology forward? What are you hoping for from this format?
That's a great question. I think for the longest time, and I've been in this game almost as long as Leo.
I'm starting to feel really old around here,
oh,
I
no.
got to tell you.
Well, Leo, I turned 50 last year.
Yeah, I'm
week.
a little older than you. Yeah,
I know you are. I read your Wikipedia page.
lies, all lies.
All lies, right. For the longest time, you know, this startup phenomenon was really this oddball thing that happened on the West Coast and then on New York and maybe a little bit in London. But it was not part of the popular culture, and there wasn't a need or a desire of kind of regular folks to understand this new way of doing business, this startup mentality. But as it's become part of popular culture, and we have, you know, we are literally fascinated by the idea of the entrepreneur and the companies that they are creating, it struck me that it's really important to open up those companies and get people inside them so we can accelerate our sort of social and cultural understanding of this phenomenon. So that was the idea behind NewCo.
John, you're a king of new media, and I think it's really interesting that we're talking to you from a podcasting studio on via Skype on a network television live streaming event celebrate the 40th anniversary of a network morning television show. Yeah. What the heck is coming next in media?
Well, confusing.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the fact is that we have seen in the last 10 years in the media business probably the most rapid change in the history of the media business. And I think we've seen a full capitulation to the point now where I don't know any young people, and I have three of them in my household, actually one of them here in Colorado now at college, who have never really been interested in ever owning a television. They never intend to own a television in the rest of their life. They watch television, that which they watch, on their computer or on their phone. So we've seen a complete transformation of the media business, and the models of media are changing. I think it's very smart of ABC and Good Morning America to tap into the live stream. There's no way a show like this, if you can even call this a show, could have happened even 3 or 4 years ago. The you know, we're sitting in an Airbnb in Boulder, literally a house that we, you know, got on Airbnb using borrowed Wi-Fi to get on network television. That's not an odd idea, I don't know what is. And you're in Petaluma, where, by the way, the two coworkers that I'm with in this room are also from Petaluma. And half of my staff that works at NewCo lives north of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
But yet we are a Silicon Valley,
exactly,
you know, technology media company.
Doesn't matter where you are anymore, does it?
Doesn't matter where you are anymore.
Yeah. By the way, my son's at CU Boulder with your son, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, my son's at Colorado College.
He's at
a little bit over.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is a small world.
I love Boulder. It's a beautiful city.
Oh, God. It is.
Nice to meet you, John. Thank you.
John Battelle, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time. And we turn from a titan of tech media, and I'm going to walk over. I don't know how.
Can I show you before, though? I just want to show you the 360 picture I took.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make sure people understood that this actually does. This is us. The picture we took, and this is the studio that we're in.
Right.
You could see the camera's been edited out. I could see the ceiling. That was one quick snapshot.
That's
Isn't that
from
amazing?
The Ricoh camera.
That's
that
the Ricoh Theta S.
I love that thing. Yeah. I'm so into that. Now, come on over here. We're going to break that fourth wall. We're going right through it. We are going to walk over because, amazingly enough, Moldover, our musical guest.
He made it.
Whose car broke down as only a true musician's experience would be, has made it to us. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank
Look at you.
Thank you so much for persevering.
How are you doing? Thanks for coming.
Oh, my pleasure.
Controllerism.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That's what you do. That's what you call your music, right?
Yeah. Well, it's just making music with controllers and music software. So.
What's a controller?
Well, it's anything, really. This is one that I design. That's one of the things unique about my music is I design and build the instruments I perform with. But it's basically just anything you hook up to a computer and, you know, control sound with.
So you have sounds attached to each button, and as you play a button, it'll play that sound from the computer. It'll come out the speakers, and we'll hear it effectively.
Yeah.
It's like a build-it-yourself piano that could play any sound.
Yeah.
These look like, you know, arcade buttons that have been salvaged.
Yeah. Most of the components came from other types of musical instruments and gaming controllers and trying to take the best of all these different...
He's even wired up his microphone. Awesome. Is that going to be for recording what you do and looping it back, things like that?
Yeah, it's more for effects, you know, so I don't know if you can hear the effective microphone, but there's things like echo.
Oh, that's cool.
Reverb.
Oh, that's cool.
And many other... Thanks.
So this allows you to play everything as a one-man band.
Yeah. It's like my playback here, and I do live guitar and live vocals. And
all right. Enough talking about it.
Let's rock.
Moldover live here in the Twit Studios, rescued from the tow truck. Go.
Thanks. 'cause I know you're fine.
It's catchy, it's fun, but I think if you heard that on the radio, you wouldn't know he's doing it all in real time himself.
All these years, I've been telling my kids, don't play Guitar Hero. Maybe I was wrong. You sort of brought it all to life. Moldover, thank you.
Really cool.
He'll be back to play us off, Q-cat us off the air. I love it. From someone who's really doing something amazing with music, we're going to turn now to someone who is a part of a wave of totally new ways to make videos and connect with viewers. OMG Chad.
OMG.
OMG Chad. He is a YouTube gaming vlogger. There's really no good word yet for people who make videos on YouTube professionally. But Chad is a redheaded, cat-loving, gaming Twitch gamer. Hi, Chad. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. This is like old home week.
So what's cool about this is a little background. You know, Chad used to work for us. He worked here in the studio. He moved to L.A., wants to really, you know, make it in on YouTube, has built a studio in his apartment. That's what we're seeing
right
now.
Does it look a little familiar from your studio to mine?
I think that's awesome. Here's a guy who's actually in an apartment in L.A., and he's streaming live to the world on the internet.
Oh, my gosh. And, Chad, your whole thing is you're Minecraft master. Again, I tell my kids they can't play Guitar Hero. I tell them they can't play Minecraft. And look, two guys who are making a living, you're making a living playing Minecraft. How does that work?
Well, you know, if you find something that you absolutely love and dedicate enough time to it and become a professional, there's people on the internet who want to watch that. And it's pretty amazing that a lot of entertainers like me can make a living off
wonderful.
The internet.
And they just want to hang out with you,
and
right?
not just YouTube, mm-hmm. by the way. Also Twitch.tv. In fact, yeah. I think that's mm-hmm. a big part of what you're doing is streaming on. This is a website where people watch other people play games. They're called Let's Play videos. And Chad's a big star. He won't admit it on Twitch.tv. Chad, you know what's interesting? Don't tell your kids not to play Minecraft, Becky, because haven't they added computer programming lessons into Minecraft?
That is cool.
There's all sorts that you can do with Minecraft because at its base it's so simple, it's so approachable. So lots of teachers are using Minecraft to teach lessons, show ecosystems, and even do things like hardware wiring with the in-game redstone mechanic.
It's pretty amazing. It's Lego. It's Lego for the 21st
right.
century,
it is.
Really.
And, you know, mm-hmm. I was watching some of the Twitch videos that you do, and I guess what really makes it cool is watching you play, learning, but feeling like you're hanging out with you, and you're a fun guy to hang out with, and it's a way to connect. And I think what's really interesting is that all games do that in a way now that where they used to be so isolating. But, Chad, what we want to do is holiday right around the corner, coveted gaming gifts. Give us your best bets if you're buying for a gamer.
Well, here's a few ideas. First, you know, if you have a PC gamer in your house, someone who's always at the computer, a really cool gift is the Steam Controller. This is by Valve, and it comes in at $50. The cool thing about this controller is that each of these pads are actually mini touch pads. So you could use this in all sorts of different types of games. If a game requires a mouse, it's like a mouse pad that you would find on a laptop. If it requires a joystick, well, when you move your thumb to one side or the other, the gamepad adapts. You can even type on here with a virtual keyboard. Really, really nice. Comes in at $50, is wireless, will last for a very long time in terms of battery life. Really, a really cool gift for the PC gamer in your life. Now, if you are an Xbox gamer and you maybe are thinking about switching over to the PC, the next gadget I have is this little wireless adapter. For a long time, if you were going to use your controller from your Xbox to your PC, it had to be an Xbox 360 controller. And that's kind of a bummer because there's some really cool upgrades that Xbox has added to the new Xbox One controller. So now with this new little dongle, you'll have wireless access between the controller and your computer. And this only works with Windows 10, but it is really nice that it works at all, and a welcome addition.
Chad, drinking game for GMA 40 for 40. I was so hoping someone was going to say dongle.
Oh, you're in the right place.
Dude.
You're in the right place.
Nailed
for that.
Nailed
yep.
it.
Yep. I got the dongle right here.
Yeah. Oh,
new from Microsoft.
All right. What else you got next? And I hope it's got a dongle.
You know what? This is similar. It's called an Amiibo. This has been brought out by Nintendo, and they are super duper adorable. These little crafts can be used with video games that Nintendo has released. They're these figures that have little chips inside of them. So when you would take them out of the box, obviously, and then tap them on either a controller, this is the Wii U controller right here on this little symbol down in the corner, or you can do this on the mobile version as well. Different things will happen depending on which character you have and which game you're in. A lot of them, the character will be added to the game, or you might get special features. You might get special unlocks with these different characters. I have the blue Yoshi, the yarn Yoshi, and Mewtwo. Both of these were just released on the 13th, and I gotta say, this blue Yoshi has got to be the That's most cute. Adorable Aww. Little figure. This one will work with Mario Kart 8, which is a game that I play all the time. So I cannot wait to see what he unlocks.
This reminds me a little bit of the Disney Infinity characters. We're
exactly.
going to take a look at
we
those
are.
In just
Disney.
A little bit. You won't believe the universe that they've created
so cool.
With this thing. And obviously Nintendo wants to get into that
right.
business as well.
Bring it into the real world. What else you got,
Absolutely.
Chad? You got time for one more?
No problem. Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you're looking for the best game of the year, this is what most people want to know. What game should I get my kids? And my suggestion has got to be Fallout 4.
Yes!
Came out.
You're
yep.
playing
Love
that
it.
Now, right, Leo?
Love that game.
It's really fun. It's an RPG set in a post-apocalyptic world, and it's available for just about every single platform. So if you have to buy your kids one game, I want to suggest Fallout 4. It is rated infamature, but it is a ton of fun.
It's a huge world, and you're wandering around in it. Chad, so I'm sitting there. I've been playing it for 6 days since it came out. I'm at level 3. I come home, our 12-year-old, I go, what are you doing? He says, I'm at level 100.
What?
How long have you been playing? 3 hours.
At the level cap.
Yeah. He's at the level cap.
Oh.
So the kids are good at this stuff, aren't they, Chad?
Yeah, a little bit, you know. When you start working on your hand-eye coordination very early, kind of helps out in the video
Aww.
Games.
I watch him do this stuff. I think, my God, I wish there were a job that you could use that for. Because he's like, and then you do this. Oh.
By the time he's a grown-up, there will be something
Maybe.
That
yeah.
will be somehow really. Look at Chad.
Look at Chad.
He did it. Way
I never
go,
thought
Chad.
He'd have a good job. Hey, just teasing. We love OMG Chad. You can follow him at omgcraft.com. Is that right, Chad?
yeah, youtube.com/omgcraft is a great place to go. Check it out.
Chad, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it, and you take care. As you mentioned, Leo, let's walk over because we've
I'm excited about this.
Matt Solis,
who is
from Disney Infinity Games. And hey, Matt, you've brought all these cool figurines and pieces.
Yes.
Let's just start. Welcome. Glad to have you. GMA 4040.
Yes.
Look. Our Disney parent company with a few cool games.
Of course. Got to bring the cool stuff.
Can we just top line this here? What's going on as we bring toys to life?
Okay.
What is happening?
Okay. So Walt Disney Company. We own Lucas. We own Marvel. And of course, we have Mickey Mouse and everyone's favorite Disney Pixar character.
Yeah. Got it.
So what we did was we created all of your familiar characters that you love and enjoy seeing in all these different fun movies and stuff like that, and we toyified them. It made a toyetic feel. Yes, toyetic is a real word.
Toyetic.
It is.
But these are the
word.
Action figures that, you know, kids might have had a few years ago.
Yeah, more of like a statue. That's like action figure.
Because they don't do anything. But
They're posed, but they're like super high quality, so they're like collectible.
The Darth Maul, the Darth Vader. Yeah. These are incredible.
So, thank you.
So let's just start. We've got here this that hooks
Here's
up
Darth
to your console.
Maul.
Yes.
It's called the
Disney Infinity Base.
The base. So the base is where you would place these figurines to sort of tee them up in the virtual world.
And it's connected to a PlayStation 4.
Yes, or an Xbox One, 360.
Yeah, we use it on an Xbox at home.
Yeah. So it's a multitude of consoles. We're on PC, Windows 10, iOS, Apple TV. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But actually, since you liked Vader, go ahead and grab them real quick.
Kids love these statues. I know we buy a lot of them for Michael. But now they can be part of the game, and they actually interact. They inject themselves into the game.
Correct, yeah. You can, at any time, you can go ahead and put down a new character, and bada bing, bada boom.
So look, we'll go see the game video now, and you'll see that Darth Vader is now in the game. It's do you have that PlayStation 4 screen? We don't have that PlayStation.
That's all right. You can shoot it with your handheld. Let's see what it looks
Turn
like.
Turn around, if you would, Kara, and shoot it. So by putting Darth Vader on that stand, now he's in the game.
Yes, and you can do that with any character inside the toy box at any time. So you have to realize Disney Infinity is sort of broken up into two separate modes. There's the playsets and toy box. We're currently in a toy box, and why is that special and different? Playsets are the stories, the brand new original stories you can play with your favorite characters in their universe. But it's only those characters from that universe. So, for instance, Mickey Mouse would never go inside a Star Wars playset.
Ah.
But inside Toy Box, remember when you were a kid, you would actually throw all your toys on the ground and play with them how you
want. Yeah, I want Mickey Mouse in there.
Oh, go ahead and grab him.
Okay, what happens?
Wait a minute. You're going to put Minnie in there with Darth Vader?
Wait, can Minnie fight Darth?
Yes.
Okay. That is awesome. She's going to kick his
Who would win in a battle between Minnie Mouse and Darth Vader?
So this is super funny. You can actually control Minnie.
Okay.
The Force is strong
with her. Okay.
And we'll actually use my special cheats, and we'll make her super powerful. And so you're walking around right now. As fun as that is.
So this would be a two-player version.
This could be two-player
version.
Can you drive? I can't drive and think of
Well, at least I'm super powerful.
It's an acquired art.
All right, Darth. Oh, hey!
Whoa.
Knock it off!
That is not cool.
I'm getting in my car!
Oh, you're going to get in your car?
Yeah! Watch out!
No,
here
I'm
I go!
Minnie, I am coming to get you.
I am
going to
totally get into Anakin's pod racer.
Minnie,
oh, this is fun.
My pod racer is so much powerful.
This isn't even a race yet. This is just driving around having fun.
Oh, this is
so great. Actually, here, let me go ahead and pop into like an actual race because we want to show this off. This is one of the cool modes called the Toy Box Speedway.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and hop in, and we'll do a single race, battle race, of course.
Right.
And then
I got out of my car because I don't want to battle race Darth Vader.
Oh, you're going to battle race him. we'll get you a car. So go ahead and hit the square button.
Okay.
And then
look at these guys. I'm just going to let you guys keep playing.
That's all I do all day long is I get to play games.
No,
it's
I can't
the best
stop
thing on the planet.
I'm just going to let you guys keep playing because we have other cool stuff that we're going to do.
This
but
is
I want to ask
Master
you one
Yoda.
Very quick question.
Yes, of course.
These are collectibles.
Yes.
So this is a part of that collectible Disney tradition, and now it goes into the Disney world.
I love it.
World.
And kids love these collectibles.
I love it. I mean, it's late night GMA 4040.
Don't distract me. I'm trying to drive through the castle here. This
my fellow gamers here.
Darth Vader is beating the pants off of Minnie Mouse.
Poor
it's
Minnie
just not
Mouse.
Fair.
You're doing pretty good for your first time.
Oh, man. It has been an hour of tech fabulousness, and we are going to end with our live musical guest whose car broke down on the way to this live stream.
That's
he got
dedication.
In a tow truck and made it here anyways.
Yes.
Moldover plays us out. GMA 40 for 40 continues with Rena Ninen coming up. And World News Now will be right after this. I'm Becky Worley. GMA 40 for 40. Happy birthday, GMA!
Happy birthday! Happy 40 birthday. Years! That's amazing! Okay, now I'm going to beat you.
Yeah.